You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM, and I'm Gareth Williams. I'm at Latitude Festival, and I'm joined by 3 years younger. Hello, everybody. Let's work round and introduce ourselves. I think that's probably going to be the easiest way to do it.
Hello, I'm Charlie Simpson, and I do joint lead vocals with Megan.
Hello, I'm Max Jerry, and I play the drums.
Hello, I'm Megan, and I play piano and the other vocal.
And I'm Nico, and I do bass and keyboards.
The band formed in 2016. What made you decide to form a band together?
Well, I mean, initially, because we're sisters, we'd just been singing quite casually together, and we'd been asked to do this concert at Ely Cathedral for our school, and we'd sung this duet together, and I think it just kind of began to form into a band quite slowly. But I say 2016 as the time that we kind of officially became 3 years younger, because it's when we started actually gigging around Cambridge and getting pub gigs and then the occasional other thing, like we did the Cambridge Folk Festival in 2018, and I think that was when we finally were like, oh, okay, this is what we're gonna do.
Yeah, we also have Nashville to thank, because the series has two sisters on it who sing in harmony, and when I first saw that show I was like, oh my god, I have a sister and she can kind of sing. No, joking, you can sing. I was like, okay, let's just learn the guitar then. And initially I played guitar, and then Charlie ended up playing and I played piano, and that's when we could actually make it a performance to, you know, go and do live. So
brilliant. Now, I mean, you mentioned you played the Folk Festival. I mean, I've listened to your music that's online. I mean, it's multi-genre, isn't it? And your vocals range from sort of the fairly sort of ethereal to far more. I always use the word meaty. That sounds exactly the wrong word to use. I mean, how would you describe yourselves?
Great question. That's something we've always really struggled to put a label on when people ask, and we've kind of settled on indie pop. But really, I don't know if that completely sums us up, because I would say the basis of us is the harmony. But then as we've kind of like gathered more people into the band, it's become something else, you know? It's become a lot kind of rockier and...
I would say the thing that we've always loved about our music is the fact that the basis of it is indie pop, but our vocals make it kind of folky and spiritual on top of that. And I think that hopefully is a draw to our music, that's something a little bit different.
Okay, you're at Latitude, opening the Alcove stage on Sunday morning. We were just talking about the fact that Alcove, the opening bands get normally a huge crowd. You're sort of... I mean, it's a stupid question, but looking forward to that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to be up there and fucking hell.
We were just seeing Tundra, which we're performing at that slot, and the tent was packed and they were high energy, and it was unbelievable. We were like, I can't believe we're doing this in 2 days' time. Yeah.
Brilliant. So I asked you this before I started recording, but Latitude's relatively local for you, but this is your first time, and are you not normally festival goers, or just you've just not got around to it yet, and then you thought, oh, we might as well just go and play it, and you know, just...
Should I start?
Yeah, you start.
Okay, well, for me, because I'm 19, so this is kind of my first big festival. I would have loved to go to Latitude before, but there was the pandemic and everything that happened. But in terms of smaller festivals, I mean, we just love them. It's our every summer we kind of try and get as many as we can so that we can get the free passes into the festivals as well and be cheeky. But also because we just love performing and we love that feeling of being a part of it.
And Max, also, you had an interesting festival full circle.
So funny enough, I don't know why, but since 2014 I've not been to any music festivals. No idea why, just, you know, one of those things. But the first ever festival I went to, and the last, was Latitude in 2014, and I remember being like, wow, this is amazing, this is so cool, like, live music's awesome. And I just hadn't been to a festival ever since, and it's funny because this is the next time I've been to a festival, now I'm playing in it, so it's just really cool. Yeah, like you say, full circle.
Yeah,
funny,
it's a nice
way.
Yeah, very cool.
I mean, opening the Alcove stage, I mean, how did that come about?
Very good question. Well, oh yeah, go.
Yeah, okay. Well, we were picked basically to perform that by Babies Introducing, and the person that, you know, has been more involved with us in that term has been Angel from Babies Introducing in Suffolk, who we're really grateful for, because she's really been supportive of what we have been doing since you know, at least since I joined the band like over a year ago. So Angela's the best, we love her.
That's all good.
Big up.
There's four of you now. I mean, what made you decide? Is it just to broaden out the sound? Just stop sibling arguing? Or I mean, it's...
I mean, obviously there's sibling arguments.
Oh, the arguments.
It's always an up and down. But, you know, I think we're so grateful for our band just in general, because we met Inigo a year ago, which was kind of the turning point of our music. We were like, okay, we're going to move now to a bigger sound. We're not just going to do guitar and piano as a duo. We want it to be a big sound, and everything we'd always planned in our head included every sound under the sun, you know, and every possibility. And we looked for a drummer for quite a long time, and no one ever quite clicked until we met Max. And it really wasn't that long ago that we met Max, but he's just slotted in and he's in the band, you know, like no one could deny it now. He's just part of the furniture.
It really feels like a family, because Inigo joined first and we are always kind of snapping at each other in silly ways. Inigo's had to kind of deal with that sistership and he's become kind of the older brother, and then Max has joined and he's become the younger brother. And together we're like this weird dysfunctional family.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's
just, I'm causing more havoc.
Yeah. But it's really lovely just to come to a festival and actually have like really close friends around us to enjoy it with and be on stage with. So it makes it kind of more exciting and less daunting, you know. And it's everything I've wanted in my band, our band, not my band, sorry. So.
Excellent. One thing I do have to ask you two specifically about, on Facebook, the throwing out words and then improvising a song. I mean, tell me how that came about. I'm not going to ask you to do it, don't worry.
Well, it's funny you say that, because we were kind of asked to do that live on air by Angel, but then she took it back and didn't make us do it, and she told us that's when she announced we had Latitude to us, and she recorded the whole thing and our reaction. But yeah, I think Megan saw someone do this on Instagram. She found this video of someone throwing words at someone and making them, you know, sing a song. And we were like, oh, we can try this. I wonder what it's like. And realised that actually it's something that's quite fun to do. Like, it's quite a good way of coming up with a song.
Yeah, but also Charlie is amazing at it. But then I tried it, part two of the version, and I overthought everything. I cannot do it. I cannot. I was getting so annoyed. I was like, how can she do this and I can't? That's not fair. But I'm happy to just take throwing the words out job, you know?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. That video's up there somewhere as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that one. Farther in the depths of Instagram. You have to look for that one, of Megan's version.
For the real one.
And I think I found both of them, so I won't comment on the quality of the... determined when you're chucking out the words for Charlie, though.
I looked angry.
Latitude on Sunday, Harlequin Fair in August. What other live plans have you got as well?
Well, we are doing World Paths as well this year, which is really exciting. So we're on at the same time as Ellie Dixon and Tiny Umbrellas and Gabby Rivers, which is a really great lineup.
We're doing that's like a stripped back set, so we've still got our drummer coming, but it's going to be like a kind of quieter sound, so to like fit the vibe. Yeah. But yeah, so that's exciting.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
And also we're planning, I mean, I can't really say anything yet because it's all in the works, but we're planning a headline show for some time soon. It will be a small intimate thing, but it's going to be our first headline, which is quite exciting.
Excellent. You released your debut EP, Close the Door, I think it was last year now, wasn't it? I think
2020.
2 years ago. Wow. So, okay. Yeah. I mean, there's been a few things going on in the world. Yeah. Where did those years go? What's next for the band with music and yeah, what sort of plans?
I can say we are planning another EP. And we've got one single coming out this year, and then the next one's next year, leading up to the headline show. So it's going to be hopefully the biggest release we've done to date, and we're very excited because the songs are going to be similar to the ones that we're playing at the Latitude stage on Sunday.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time, everybody. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. That was 3 years younger and I chatting at Latitude Festival 2022, and this from the band is Just an Echo.
Always trying to